Don't worry, we're going to fix that so it's exactly the way I want it. Apparently, I need step-by-step instructions that need to be given. Anyway, welcome. It is such a prima donna. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. We talked about this yesterday, but today the news story was out, and I want to share something with you that I got into yesterday right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I have to read the press release. I'm scrolling. If you couldn't tell, I thought I had it, and then somebody texted me, and then everything went back to where it was, and giant pain in the butt. Okay, so here's where we are. New York State Senator Tim Kennedy and Humane Society of the United States, New York State Director Brian Shapiro, joined members of the SPCA serving Erie County this week at a press conference urging Governor Kathy Hochul to end the brutal wildlife killing contests in New York State. Senator Kennedy sponsors legislation to outlaw these contests passed by both the state Senate and the state assembly in June and now awaits the governor's signature. These barbaric contests often billed as lighthearted squirrel slams, coyote classics, varmint hunts, predator hunts, coyote derbies, and more, encourage participants to compete to cruelly kill for cash and other prizes. The contests are unrelated to hunting and have no impact on wildlife population management. This isn't a political issue. It's a humanity issue. The fact that these cruel and inhumane tournaments still exist in New York State is absurd. They're claiming the lives of wild animals for no rational reason, says Senator Kennedy. On September 15th, Oregon became the ninth state in the nation to end these gruesome competitions. An HSUS press release at humanesociety.org states the contests were abhorred by the Oregon public and the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission voted unanimously to end them. New York State may be the 10th state in the nation outlawing these savage contests with Governor Hochul's signature. Joining us right now from the SPCA serving Erie County, we have the wildlife director, Barb Haney. Barb, thanks very much for being with us. Appreciate your time.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much. Yeah, here we are.
All right. And you're with us for the whole hour, right? You're with us till 5:55, right?
I am here with you for the whole hour,
Just want to make sure. If you've got thoughts on these contests, like the one they had in Cuba, New York, over the weekend, you can call 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So what is the difference between these contests and legal, lawful seasons for hunting coyotes or squirrels or whatever people are out hunting?
Yeah, so this has absolutely nothing to do with hunting. If you want to get a hunting license, if you want to go out and get your bag limits for any species, this is not going to affect you whatsoever. This is about contests, fundraising, making money off of the killing of New York State sovereign wildlife. That's what this is about. This is saying you cannot have a contest and make money off of New York State's wildlife. That's what it's about. It will not affect hunting. It will not affect the gun laws. This is not about that. This is about the wanton destruction of wildlife in these squirrel slams, in the name of fun and prizes and bragging rights and what they show in some of their on their social media of, you know, it's family bonding and, you know, having a bunch of beers and making money off of this is about this contest, wildlife killing contest, that we're saying that this is inhumane and frankly, we have a moral imperative to do this. And follow along with the nine other states that that have found this to be just wrong.
Are you at all concerned, Barb, that people who ordinarily would support the SPCA serving Erie County are going to be put off by this because they're going to believe that this is an incremental step toward banning hunting in New York State? They see this, a lot of people see this as anti-gun, anti-hunting. Tell me why they're wrong.
Well, The SPCA is the second oldest humane. The SPCA serving Erie County is the second oldest humane society in the United States. We have been doing this for 156 years here in Western New York. We have a mission. We've been driven by the mission. The community supports us, and we have to speak up where we see wanton cruelty. We have been given that honor by the community to do it.
But
and if you know, go ahead.
Why now? These contests have been going on for a long time. Why now?
It's just time. I mean, this has been on my radar since 2018, it's just time. We have the support of Senator Kennedy. It passed both the House and the Senate with bipartisan support. There is no one against this.
We may hear from you may hear from some people today who are against this, just so you know.
That's fine, and I'm looking forward to chatting with them because what I think is that they're confused that this will somehow affect hunting and or guns, and this is not about that.
Our phone number, if you want to get in on this with Barb Haney, the wildlife director for the SPCA serving Erie County, is 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And Tanner, let's go to line one with Barb Haney, a fellow who called in yesterday who's associated with a federation of various sporting clubs. Randy got the invite to call back again today. You're on WBEN. What questions do you have for Barbara?
Well, a couple of things I got here. The governor on the S-4099, it says this bill will make it unlawful for any person, just wait a second, to organize, sponsor, conduct, promote, or participate in any contest, competition, tournament, or derby with the objective of taking or hunting wildlife for prize, for other inducements, or entertainment. So now they're after our entertainment. I mean, this is crazy. This is total liberalism. That's all it is. Entertainment. That's what the law says. And that's crazy. And that does not include white-tailed deer, turkey, bear, or fishing. Well, that's at the top of the list. Because
okay, well, let's hear what Barbara has to say about that.
Yeah,
we'll let you
just to be very clear, this will not affect turkey, bear, deer, or fishing at all.
Yet.
This is not part of that law.
Yeah. I know, until you get your foot in the door, and then it's going to come up to the top of the jar where all this stuff is here, and then you'll finally get that. But right now you're working on the bottom of the jar.
Is this incrementalism, Barb?
This is, from my estimation, not at all. This is, and again, we are saying, and you've seen the pictures, Tom, that this is not an acceptable form of entertainment.
There you go.
To have piles
deciding what I'm supposed to be happy with. Also, you said that you don't want to see anybody making money on New York wildlife. Well, doesn't the state do that? They make lots of money on that. They just raise taxes more on ammunition and guns. Okay. We make money or have money, and it's for such events as fire departments, disabled veterans, VFWs, hospice, scouting, and local towns and sportsmen clubs. Now, the New York State Conservation Council supports and benefits these competitive events. This is quotes from the letter we sent to Hochul.
Okay, Randy and Barb, I need to put you both on hold because I need to go to traffic, and then we'll have Barb respond to some of what you've had to say, Randy, and other callers as well at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Barb Haney is with us, wildlife director for the SPCA serving Erie County, and Randy in Middleport, one of our callers at 803-0930. SPCA is lobbying to have Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York State, sign a bill which would outlaw certain, should I say hunting contests, Barb? What is the correct nomenclature?
Kill contests. Kill contests.
What is hunting?
I really appreciate that Randy called, and I did listen to Randy yesterday when he called, and I'm really not going to talk to his anticipatory anxiety with regard to what next. I'm simply going to talk to this bill as it stands now, and you mentioned, Randy, that the reason for this was population control, and that is scientifically not sound, and it doesn't affect population control. There's no science that backs this. And again, from a moral and humane perspective, we're saying that this is not an acceptable, you're right, form of entertainment.
And Randy, let's get one more statement from you, and then I got to move on.
All right. Well, population control. This is the laws in the book. The book says we can do this. If we do it right,
you absolutely can do it. If you get your license to hunt, this is not saying that you can't get a license to hunt and you cannot.
I know what you're saying, but this is not population control. The guys go out and hunt. And
Randy, she was nice enough to listen to what you had to say. I think you need to listen to what she has to say.
What I'm saying is that this will not affect hunting. It will not affect you and anyone going out and getting their bag limits at all.
I didn't say it would affect the bag limit. The bag limits are set.
So exactly right. You're 100% right. It won't affect ethical hunters whatsoever.
All right, Randy, thanks for the call. I got to get to some other people on WBEN. So, Barb, I mean, one of his big arguments was, so what? Now the SPCA is going to decide what is acceptable entertainment?
This is not just the SPCA. There are numerous organizations that are supportive of this beyond Humane Society. Yes, HSUS. But there are a number of hunters that are also in support of this. There are universities, there is the Adirondack Council, there's a lot of organizations, not just the SPCA, that are in support of this. Just to be very clear.
All right. We will continue. Barb Haney is with us, the wildlife director for the SPCA serving Erie County, talking about the news conference today about these, what Barbara calls kill contests, and they're being done away with in New York State, which would be the 10th state in the country to so do. I'd like you to run through the other states. Do you have a list of the other states handy there, Barb, before we break?
I'm sorry, what was that, Tom?
Do you have a list of the other states which have adopted this before we break?
I sure do. Yeah.
What other states?
California in 2014. And then since 2018, Vermont, Arizona, Massachusetts, Washington, Colorado, New Mexico, and just, 10 days ago, Oregon.
All right. Stand by. Barb will take some more calls for you on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with Tanner Saunders working his magic behind the glass with Barb Haney from the SPCA serving Erie County. Full disclosure, I've been an angel for the animals for the Erie County SPCA for many years, and we do the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County every single December. So I do donate to the SPCA serving Erie County. However, for today's program, I'm playing the role of moderator and not offering any personal opinions. 526, except that the song Little Bit of Soul by Music Explosion rocks. Just saying. And so does 98 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians. We just spent some time talking about one-hit wonders on News Radio 930 WBEN. All righty then. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So the what the SPCA serving Erie County and the Humane Society of the United States and State Senator Tim Kennedy call killing contests, should they be banned in New York State? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Barb Haney is with us from the SPCA serving Erie County. Barb, can you specifically address the issue of these things as fundraisers for veterans groups and firefighting organizations, et cetera?
Surely. I imagine, too, that at one point dogfighting and cockfighting may have been used in a similar fashion. I want to be clear, too. This is not an attack or an erosion on the hunting or guns. Frankly, this is an attack and erosion of indiscriminate cruelty against innocent animals for the sole purpose of entertainment. Randy is right. Yeah, we're saying that killing animals for entertainment and cash prizes is not acceptable.
So am I correct in saying that morally you see no difference between what Michael Vick did and what these killing contests are?
Well, I'm saying that we, you know, we have condemned dogfighting and cockfighting for entertainment purposes, and now we're saying that that in the same way, cash for killing wildlife is not acceptable.
All right, let's get some more calls on WBEN for Barb Haney, Wildlife Director, SPCA, serving Erie County. Jason in Tonawanda on line 3. Hello, you are on the air with Barb Haney. Go right ahead.
Hey, so comparing this to dogfighting and catfighting is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
Why?
Ever.
Why?
Because the people participating in these events are licensed hunters. They have to comply with all DEC regulations, including bag limits. So saying this is no different than wanting to ban hunting is crap, because it's simply hunting.
Time out.
Time out.
It's simply hunting. Barb, and I'll let you finish, obviously, what you want to say there, Jason, but what do you say to that argument? We heard that some yesterday from Randy, and what do you say to that? This is just, it's hunting, but just with a different label.
It's not, and you know,
why is it not enough?
Listen, if you would like to hunt, if you'd like to hunt, you can hunt. You can get your license. You can go out. You can.
And that's what everybody in these countries.
Jason, do me a favor. Listen to what she has to say. Okay. You're going to get a chance to come back, please, but she was nice enough to listen to you.
I'm trying. I'm not. This is not hunting. This is about kill contests. Please understand the difference. This is not about hunting. This is about having a contest where people make money yes, you're right. Hunting. You can hunt. Please go. I've met a lot of really wonderful ethical hunters that go out, that have respect for nature and go out and they attempt to whatever it is and take in that animal and try not to let it suffer, right? They want to do it right. And they can do with that animal what they will. If they're going to use it for meat, that's fine. Whatever it is. This is not hunting. This is about kill contest.
Okay, let's have Jason
understand the difference.
Let's have Jason respond to that. Jason, go ahead.
As a hunter and a member of many clubs, the money goes right back into conservation. You keep bringing up money, but no one's getting wealthy off these. This goes right back into conservation, which is what hunters care most about. And to say it's not hunting is like I said, ridiculous, because we have to comply with all the laws.
Okay.
It's not like, you don't, like, hey, no license, no bag limits, go out and kill everything. That's not how it works.
Okay, Jason, thank you for the call. Barb, I'd like your response.
I understand that. You're right. You're right. This, you're not going to, at present, let me be clear here. At present, wildlife kill contests are privately sponsored, but government sanctioned. So you're right. It is within the law presently, but privately sponsored, government sanctioned mass destruction of wildlife species in the name of fun, prizes, bragging rights, and family bonding. We're saying that to make money off of wildlife in this fashion is not appropriate.
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Tanner, Jerry on a cell phone on line two. You are on with Barb Haney with the SPCA serving Erie County. Go ahead.
Good evening, Barb. Good evening, Tom. Full disclosure, I'm not a hunter, but I do have some input on the interpretation that the lawmakers in New York State are trying to pass.
Okay, go right ahead, please.
You talk about entertainment. I do believe probably a lot of hunters, while they do hunt for meat and other purposes, it is entertaining. Ethical, I guess that's open for interpretation. And as far as I'm aware, if you have a bag limit of 6 squirrels, that bag limit's being filled regardless. It's a private property and a group of 10 people are hunting together, a group of 10 people can hunt together and acquire all of their bag limits together. I guess I'm failing to see what the true goal is other than just incrementalism at its finest.
Jerry, thank you for the call. And Barb, another person saying that this is incrementalism. 1 minute it's going to be these contests, the next minute it's going to be hunting. What is your retort?
I think I mentioned it earlier. My goal here is to how can I speak to folks' anticipatory anxiety with regard to this? The SPCA, we're here really to see where there's cruelty, where there is, and when we see, and I believe, Tom, you saw as well, pictures of piles of carcasses and not being used and just dumped into dumpsters, for these kill contests, we're saying that is not acceptable, that in fact, as the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, we see that as deliberate cruelty, and we have an obligation to step up and do something.
All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN line 5. Mike in Wheatfield, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. You guess it's.
I don't know what just happened there, but we seem to have lost Mike. You there? Apparently, Mike. Barb, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what Mike just petered out. Sorry about that. We didn't hang up on you, dude. It just died. Here is Dan in Boston, New York, on WBEN with Barb Haney from the SPCA. Go right ahead.
Yes. As a lifelong outdoorsman, past president of the Cattaraugus County Trappers Association, and a former farm boy, I'm going to say this is just more of people trying to force their views and their thinking and their way of life onto other people. It's discrimination, basically. She talks about the carcasses. Now, it depends on what kind of animals that you're looking at. If it's predators, if it's coyotes or something like that, the carcasses are no good. anytime you hunt them. You're hunting them to harvest the fur. Okay? Squirrels. I told your guy yesterday, I tried to get in. Squirrels are delicious. There's nothing better. I would rather squirrel hunt than anything else. And to say that it isn't against hunting is ludicrous, because we know how things work. I've been dealing with legislation for 40 years, and it's, well, we can't do this. It's the same reason they're not going after deer hunting or deer contest, fishing contest, and turkey contest. Why are they not going after these? Because everybody would be up in arms over it. And they know that it would never get passed. So we're going to do this little thing here. They used to do it with trapping all the time. Well, we're going to do this. You can't have a leg hole trap, but you can have soft jaw. Well, you know what? It's all incrementalism, because their final goal is no hunting, no use of animals for anything, because animals are supposed to be like humans. And I'm sorry, the Bible does not agree with you. And if you go to a farmer and say, woodchuck hunts, oh, do you know how much damage is done by woodchucks to farm equipment every year? That is the reason they have woodchuck hunts. And woodchuck is also delicious, also. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say it's not about hunting when it is.
All right, Dan, thank you. Barb Haney from the SPCA, your response.
I really appreciate all these hunters coming in, but I'm not here to speak the hunting. But what I will say is, in my role as the director of wildlife services at the SPCA serving Erie County, I can say wholeheartedly that my job is about incrementalism, and it is about moving ever closer to being more kind and more compassionate to animals. So my job, again, I'm not here to talk to anything with regard to hunting. And to your point about turkey, bear, and deer, the reason that that's not part of this is that turkey, bear, and deer, the regulations are already pretty stringent. So there's no need to do anything with regard to that.
Why are fishing contests excluded? Just out of curiosity.
That's a good question. I think a lot of times aren't fishing contests. I don't really know, to be honest with you, Tom. I'm not an expert on this sort of thing. Again, my role is specific to caring for wildlife, and we don't care for fish. We don't rehab fish, so I don't really know.
Well, I know a veterinarian who does, if anybody ever needs a fish veterinarian.
Fantastic.
Hold on. I've got a break here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I once saw a veterinarian, Dr. Helen Sweeney, anesthetize a fish and heal its wounds from a raccoon attack. True story. Fish survived. Barb Haney is with us, wildlife director for the SPCA serving Erie County. Let's get back to the calls. Jeff in Ransomville on line 4. Jeff, you are on with Barb Haney. Go right ahead.
Hey, Barb. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I've been listening for a little while. And, you know, I'm certainly a supporter of hunting. At the same time, I love animals too. So, you know, there's a little bit both sides of this that I can understand. But, you know, I've listened to why you don't like these contests, and basically, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't think that it's ethical for people to be making a sport out of killing animals in mass quantities. Is that accurate?
For money, for cash prizes, yeah. For it,
okay.
I mean, the key is here that it's the contest and the cash prizes, yeah.
Okay, so, and that really comes down to, you know, I'm going to say, assume a love of animals, and you don't want to see the pain and suffering on the animals. Is that fair to say?
Well, I would actually See, but that is not that's not really altogether true. In these contests and in these where there's fun and prizes and bragging rights and family bonding, what happens is there becomes this desensitization of cruelty and killing of animals, and that can have repercussions in the society. We're moving in because what we know is that research shows that when we start to desensitize cruelty, that it leads to other problems with human violence. And just, you know, logic suggests that children that are indoctrinated to wildlife not having value and participating in their wanton destruction will not be the most compassionate in other areas of their lives. So I'm all for hunting. I'm all for ethical hunting. I'm all for a respect and honor of our sovereign wildlife here in New York State. What I'm not for is wanton destruction and cruelty, and that's where I'm obligated in my role as Director of Wildlife Services here at SPCA serving Erie County to and along with our CEO and president and our board. And again, this bill that is now up to Kathy Hochul to sign, again, has had bipartisan respect. This is not a city or a country law bill right now. This has bipartisan support and is in an effort to make New York State just a little bit kinder.
All right. I'm sorry I can't take all the calls. Those people who've been on hold to try to give every caller a fair amount of time. Try to give Barb a fair amount of time, and with all the breaks and interruptions that we have. Barb Haney, I want to thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it. Appreciate you taking calls from people.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great one.
Will do. Barb Haney with the SPCA serving Erie County, which is an animal welfare organization, by the way, not an animal rights organization. Hey, thanks to everybody for all the calls all day long. It was kind of a hoot, actually. And, the last hour was rather serious, but the one-hit wonder thing, that was kind of cool. Thanks to Tanner Saunders for his magnificent job. Once again, it's Bowerly. Tom Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's Evening News at 6, and I'll be back tomorrow from 2 to 6 after David Bellavia. And David is on 10 until 2, BMAZ and Beamer 9 until 10 in the morning, and a new morning with Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Famer Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski starts off your day on News Radio 930 WBEN.